Worst deal in history, Farage launches new Brexit rebellion. By Liam Deacon on November 27, 2018. Mr. Brexit Nigel Farage has launched a fresh attack on the Prime Minister's Brexit deal, encouraging voters to reject it. The campaign, backed by prominent pro-Brexit MPs and campaigners, comes as Theresa May sets off on a tour of the UK to sell her deal to the people, which she hopes will pressure MPs in Parliament into voting for it. The former UKIP leader and MEP was joined by leading Tory backbencher Jacob Rees-Mogg, Labour MPs Kate Hoey and Graham Stringer, and Northern Irish DUP MP Sammy Wilson. Brexiteer and Wetherspoon pub chain boss Tim Martin was also in attendance, along with the Leave Means Leave founders, who organised the event at the Queen Elizabeth II Centre in Westminster. "Do you want to be locked in the worst deal in history?" asks the new campaign literature, pointing out that Mrs. May's proposals will include paying £39 billion for a zero-sum return, remaining trapped in a customs union with no way out, keeping the UK handcuffed to European Union, EU, rules with no way out, and costing UK families around £2,400 each. It's sales time. It's Theresa May's Black Friday moment, Mr. Farage said on his LBC radio show. She will now go on a tour, we're told, to all four parts of the United Kingdom. And then, the great Brexit debate in the House of Commons, he explained, encouraging listeners not to trust the Prime Minister's claims. "It's even worse than Brexit in name only," Mr. Farage blasted, asking, "Can Mrs. May convince you that this is the best deal possible?" Leave Means Leave described itself as the leading cross-party campaign for a clean, swift exit from the European Union. "In response to 2 years of delays to the Brexit process, we are restarting the Leave campaign to ensure the British people get what they voted for in June 2016," the group adds.